CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snowcell Ano Ebie. The build-up to the 2025 election year in Cameroon will be discussed tomorrow during the first biannual conference of regional governors for 2024 in Yaoundé. Justice Florence Rita Array has taken the oath of office as a lone female member of Cameroon's Constitutional Council before the Congress of Parliament today in Yaoundé. Social scientists have expressed concerns about the volume of screen time children consume during the holidays, cautioning parents about the risk involved. This will be the mainstay of the in-depth segment of the 7 p.m. news. The death toll after a crush at a Hindu religious gathering in northern India has increased to more than 100, including a large number of women and children. Those were the main points. Now the news in full. The first biannual conference of regional governors of Cameroon for 2024 opens tomorrow in Yaoundé at the behest of President Paul Biya. The conclave, to be chaired by the Minister of Territorial Administration, will hold under the theme Administrative Authorities and the Maintenance of Public Order in the pre-electoral period. It will also be an opportunity for the governors to scrutinize the security, socio-economic and political life of the country. Albert Njiembonde now examines the context under which the conference will be holding.
2025, the year of elections, is fast approaching, with the good, the bad and the ugly that come with it. The good being the encouraging number of potential electors, which is now above 7.8 million, with over 460,000 Cameroonians registered in 2024 alone, a significant number being women and youths. The bad is the political manipulation that sometimes arises with the moment, often provoked by inciting comments from political figures and overtures on social media. The ugly is the consequences that this may cause to peace and social cohesion. Cameroon's 10 regional governors on conclave will seize the opportunity to examine issues at stake, with the goal being to keep the country safe and in a climate which permits Cameroonians to make a fair choice on the leaders they want when the time comes. Exceptionally, a segment of the proceedings will be open to some political actors and media personalities. But beyond politics, there are also socio-economic issues which are dear to citizens of Cameroon. Waste disposal remains a cankerworm in major towns and cities. Cases of assassinations and femicides are not abating. Desecration of tombs and the trafficking of human parts is on the rise. So too are cases of road accidents, largely due to irresponsible drivers. These are all issues in need of an in-depth scrutiny for adequate solutions.
One day to the Conference of Governors, the Central Regional Governor Nasseri Paul Biya reassures citizens that the region is faring well despite some security and social challenges, and urges the population to adopt a more civic and responsible behavior to safeguard peace and harmony. Take a listen.
The first semester has fared well. We have noticed a high percentage of registration in voters register, and the youths form a majority of the electorate. And we think it is a good sign that there's maturity in the electoral process. We have had problems with political parties who spend most of their time in the social media and who think that they have to contain their elections on the day of vote. So all this prelude to elections, we are calling on the population to be calm and not to do anything that is going to be contrary to the social peace that we enjoy. In the security domain, we have had a lot of incidents concerning feminicide, but this all is because of drugs. Drugs has had a heavy toll on our youths. In the town, there's hardly any street without potholes, and the garbage litters the whole place. And so we are calling on the councils to come out and actually clean the town. Yaoundé, the capital city, has to have the reflection of what a capital city should look like. Thank you very much.
The Office of the Public Independent Conciliator, PIC, has lauded most councils in the Northwest region for significant improvements in the management and execution of development projects in local communities despite the prevailing insecurity in the region. During a midterm evaluation meeting with the mayors of the 35 councils, Mr. Tamfu Samson Fai underlined efforts made in accessing civil status services which were previously marred by corrupt practices. The lone female member of the Constitutional Council, Justice Florence Rita Arey, has taken the oath of office before the Congress of Parliament today in Yaoundé. Presiding over the solemn ceremony, the President of the Congress of Parliament, who doubles as House Speaker, the Right Honourable Kavai Yege Jibril, reminded Justice Florence Rita Arey of her strategic role to enhance democracy and the rule of law in Cameroon. Constitutional Council reporter Quinta Rita Edang has details of today's swearing-in ceremony.
The oath-taking ritual, which confirms Arey Florence Rita's commitment, was performed following a presidential decree of last January 18, renewing her mandate as member of the Constitutional Council for the next 6 years.
Diligently discharge my duties in an impartial manner in accordance with the Constitution to uphold the confidentiality of deliberations and voting, not to take any public stance, provide consultation on matters.
The solemn ceremony that grouped members of both houses was chaired by the President of the Congress, the Right Honorable Kavai Yege Jibril, assisted by Senate President Marcel Nyat Njifenji. Before the executive, led by the Prime Minister, Head of Government Joseph Dion Gute, and members of the judiciary, she was reminded of her role. This includes ensuring the regularity of parliamentary and presidential elections, the ruling of matters within her jurisdiction, and the handling of matters that deal with the constitutionality of laws. Describing Arey Florence Rita as a judicial icon, the President of the Congress enjoined her to work with the other members who took the oath of office earlier this year to foster democracy in Cameroon. Born in 1948 in Manfe, Arey Florence Rita studied in the Queen of the Holy Rosary College, Okoyong, and Cass Bambili before proceeding to Nigeria and Britain, where she read law. The super-skilled magistrate was the first female to be appointed state counsel and president of a court of appeal in Cameroon. She also served in other top positions within and out of the country.
The Minister of Transport has signed a convention with the Vocational Training Institute for Railway Trades in Central Africa, IMEFAC, giving them the responsibility to train more Cameroonians who will be employed to boost the railway sector in Cameroon. Minister Jean-Ernest Masenangale Bibehe was accompanied during the visit in Douala by the Minister of Employment and Vocational Training, Issa Chiruma Bakari. Both ministers emphasized the interest of the government to promote more public-private partnerships. Roslyn Fossa reports from CRTV Littoral in Douala.
It started off as a department in 2001 before becoming an institution on its own in 2020, 1 year after an agreement signed with the Ministry of Transport. The Vocational Training Institute for Railway Trades in Central Africa, with 23 fields of study, had the utmost task to help revitalize the railway sector. Yet it is again making a milestone in 2024 thanks to the convention signed between the Transport Minister, Jean-Ernest Masenangale Bibehe, and the establishment represented by its promoter, Théophile Montang. Through this new agreement, according to the promoter, the institution has been given full responsibility to train Cameroonian youths who will be employed to boost the railway sector. Addressing the public during the signing ceremony, the Transport Minister emphasized the wish of the government to develop and modernize cities via railways. This, he says, needs the contribution of everyone, thus the promotion of the public-private partnership. The sub-regional institution in Mefak will therefore have to offer quality training to Cameroonians, as the government this time around is eager to employ Cameroonian youths to work and develop the railway sector. The ceremony in Douala was also attended by the Minister of Employment and Vocational Training, Issa Chiruma Bakari, alongside other authorities. Roslyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
A project to intensify the fight against malaria in the north region, known as Sembe 2, has been officially launched in Yaoundé today by the Minister of Public Health, Manaoda Malachi. The project, implemented by five different national and international partners, is expected to last a period of 5 years. Details with FOC Babatunde in the following report.
Systems to End Malaria Burden Through Meaningful Engagement, dubbed Sembe 2, is a malaria control and prevention program implemented by five different organizations, namely Japaigo, Reach Out Cameroon, eHealth Africa, Penasaid, and Creed. William Twahiwa is the country program manager for Japaigo.
Sembe 1 and Sembe 2 are both BMI projects, and their objective are all linked to malaria prevention and treatment. We have activities that will support the National Malaria Control Program and the region, and they are within the region that is the highest malaria burden. Specifically in the north, the burden is too high. We have interventions on the ground, and we are looking forward to seeing Sembe 2 contributing also to the fight against malaria.
The project is equally supported by the U.S. government, whose ambassador, His Excellency Christopher John Lamora, was present to reassure his country's support to Cameroon in the fight against malaria.
The United States government is extremely dedicated to helping lower the levels of malaria in the region of the north as well as the far north and, in fact, throughout Cameroon. We're looking to try to change people's behavior to make sure they use bed nets appropriately. We have to try to get the levels of malaria down, specifically among pregnant women and children under five, which are the most affected populations.
According to the Severe Malaria Observatory, malaria is the worst widespread epidemic disease in Cameroon, responsible for more than 2 million reported cases of death annually. The project is expected to run through for 5 years, that is till February 2029.
Stakeholders of the support project for the socioeconomic resilience of vulnerable youths in the northern regions of Cameroon have met in Yaoundé to brainstorm on ways to better implement the project, which is in its third phase. This was at the third ordinary session of the steering committee chaired by Youth Affairs and Civic Education Minister Mununa Futsum, who expressed gratitude to their partner, the German International Corporation, GIZ, for their consistency in providing opportunities that can better the lives of young Cameroonians. This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. On to the in-depth segment. As families embrace the joy of holiday, there is a growing concern about the nighttime habits of children. In today's in-depth segment, Aponkse Ate explores new research that uncovers the health risk associated with late-night activities during this holiday season.
It is common to find children during holidays watching movies and playing games late at night. While these practices look harmless, experts warn that sleepless nights can pose serious health risk to the child. Research published in 2023 by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention revealed that prolonged sleep deprivation during holiday periods can weaken children's immune system, making them more vulnerable to illnesses such as cold and flu. The study highlighted that inadequate sleep disrupts the body's ability to fight off infections effectively. Additional findings from a collaborative study between Harvard University and the American Academy of Pediatrics pointed to a direct link between insufficient sleep and increased risk of childhood obesity. The research, based on data from over 10,000 children, found that disrupted sleep patterns alter hormone levels responsible for regulating appetite, leading to overeating and weight gain. Beyond physical health, teachers are noticing that sleep-deprived students have trouble concentrating and remembering things, which impact their learning abilities. Some parents equally report that kids become more irritable and uncooperative after late night, thereby creating tension at home. As enjoyable as late night activities are, balancing recreational activities with adequate sleep is paramount. Thus, the need for parents and guardians to guard against the practice.
Social scientists warn that excessive TV viewing will have long-term negative effects on children, like making them self-centered and timid. Henry Tatoy Kambi of CRTV Far North spoke to some of them and compiled this report for the news.
Midway through the longest holiday of the academic year, many holidaymakers remain glued to TV sets as they watch different kinds of programs.
I'm very busy watching the movie, so I don't even have time to move from one place to another because, like, it's just boring to move from one place to another, so I occupy myself watching movie in my room.
What series in novelas today?
I watch them during this holiday.
More than the usual school day. I don't have time to talk with my friends.
However, sociologists say too much screen time will lead to more harm than good for everyone, especially children. Dr. Legrand Mabu is a sociologist.
When a child does not learn how to enter into relationship, this child tends to be self-centered. Because a television is not a person. And when a child is seated in front of a television, he is communicating with himself, although through the television. This child will tend to be timid.
Dr. Mabu adds that television also has a good side, but should be put at the disposal of children for a short period of time.
I'm not saying that television is something totally bad. No. So we need how to alternate time in front of television for information, to learn what is happening in the world. But before learning what is happening in other places, we must first of all be aware of what is happening in our own context.
Sociologists are hoping parents will know how to draw the line between excessive TV watching and the appropriate screen watching time for their kids. Maruwa, Henry Tadowigami, CLTV.
Worries have been expressed about the long hours spent by children and even adolescents on screens and other electronic gadgets. Not only has this disturbing state of affairs reduced their time for outdoor games, but has also hampered interactions with family members at home. Marie-Claire Doe reports from CRTV Center.
It is very difficult nowadays to get into a family home and find the members sitting and chatting as one big family. Everyone is at his or her little corner, glued to the phone, tablet or television screen. Don't be surprised to get in without anyone noticing your presence, let alone responding, even when you greet. They are all carried away by what they are watching or doing on electronic device. Some children may not eat but don't feel hungry, while sleep is generally not on the agenda until they are through with what they are watching. A parent, Dr. Mrs. Bami Lilian, says it is so common nowadays.
It's becoming something else. We are sitting in the house, everybody is just isolated in their corner, in the tablet, me on my phone and all of that.
In the face of the disturbing situation, Dr. Mrs. Bami Lilian has devised a strategy.
The secret to really reducing the screen time is taking away their tablet, regularizing it, because mine have become so addicted that I want to take it now for one good week for them to know that it's like that, and then we are involved in many social activities.
Involving children too in some house chores and other outdoor games can be of great help as well.
We're going to washing dresses together, we'll go out to the park together, go for sports together, go for swimming together. I'm going to greatly, greatly reduce their screen time, especially as I am making time available to personally supervise that.
Until such strategies are effectively implemented, it will be very difficult to uphold the social values that characterize the family before the coming of the ICTs. Marie-Claire
Doe, CLTV News Center. Sociologists say excessive screen usage can lead to serious problems in the emotional development of a child. To prevent this, educationists recommend that parents should involve their kids in recreational activities during holidays. In the following analysis, Beton Osumba comments that the long holiday is just the right period for such activities.
Encouraging children to participate in sports during school holidays is highly beneficial for their overall well-being. It particularly helps children maintain physical fitness, fosters social interaction, and cultivates essential life skills such as teamwork, communication, discipline, resilience, responsibility, time management, and goal-setting abilities. These qualities are crucial for success in various aspects of life. So instead of excessive screen time, parents are strongly advised to enroll their children in sports and recreational activities to maximize the benefits of their holiday break. Exposure to inappropriate content such as pornography and violence can lead to delinquent behavior, which authorities are actively combating. Cultivating responsible and active youth is therefore paramount for the betterment of society.
Away from the in-depth segment and onto news out of Cameroon, Kenyan police have fired tear gas in the capital Nairobi and the coastal city of Mombasa to disperse anti-government protests. In both city centers, many businesses have remained closed. Demonstrators have also taken to the streets of other cities, including Kisumu. Human rights groups say since the protests against a controversial finance bill began 2 weeks ago, 39 people have been killed by security forces. President William Ruto has since dropped the proposed tax increases, but the demonstrations have transformed into calls for him to resign and anger over police brutality. More than 100 people have been killed in a crush at a religious gathering in northern India. According to officials, the incident took place at a satsang, a Hindu religious event in Hathras district in Uttar Pradesh state. The victims, including a large number of women and some children, are still being identified. In sports news, the Basketball Lions of Cameroon will play their first match in the Olympic qualifying tournament in Latvia tomorrow against Montenegro. The team, coached by Alfred Boyam, who have been fine-tuning their skills in Riga, the capital city of Latvia, for more than 3 weeks, won their two friendly matches ahead of tomorrow's game. Coach Alfred Boyam says they are motivated by the victories against Egypt and Georgia to go for a good result against Montenegro. Take a listen.
This group of kids, they love winning. That's my take on the second friendly. It was a battle from end to end, really close game. The score is actually indicative of that because we only won by one. But I think our players will continue to growing. We see how they continue preparing to continue fixing our mistakes. About what I think about Brazil and Montenegro. I think that winning those two friendlies were good for our confidence because it's really a confidence booster for us. We will take those teams one team at a time. First is Montenegro. We'll put a game plan together. And when the ball is tipped July 3rd, we'll go to battle. And I hope that the win will be on our side.
In more sports news, the Northwest flag bearers are this year's National Interpol's Options Sports Academy of Bamenda have resumed training after winning the final of the Northwest Regional League, which qualified them for the competition. The team that has featured in football seasons in the Northwest has recorded remarkable successes and has an ambition to secure another Elite 2 spot for the region. Clinis Ayombom Abengo has more from Bamenda.
Option Sports Academy of Bamenda resumes training at the Big Mankon Calic School Playground after securing a remarkable win in the final of the Northwest Regional League, beating Rainbow FC of Bamenda by 5-1. Created in 2020, Option Sports Academy of Bamenda has been significantly performant in football competitions in the country, as mentioned by the coach Adamu Musa.
First year, we were the national champions for under 17. The second season, we were mini Interpol quarterfinalists, and this season, think we have been champion to go and represent the region.
He adds that the objective of the Northwest representatives for the National Interpols is to place young footballers in the limelight. Option Sports Academy of Bamenda played 9 matches in the Northwest Regional League this season, scoring 28 goals and conceding 3. They earned the prizes for the best coach, best player, best goalkeeper and highest goal scorer of the season. Option Sports Academy of Bamenda will play the National Interpols in Pool A. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
To end this news here once again are the main points. The build-up to the 2025 election year in Cameroon will be discussed tomorrow during the first biannual conference of regional governors for 2024 in Yaoundé. Justice Florence Rita Array has taken the oath of office as a lone female member of Cameroon's Constitutional Council before the Congress of Parliament today in Yaoundé. Social scientists have expressed concerns about the volume of screen time children consume during the holidays, cautioning parents about the risk involved. The death toll after a crush at Hindu religious gathering in northern India has increased to more than 100, including a large number of women and children. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.